Geek Speak with Molly's bestie, Richard Pascoe, for the Telstra Shop, Murray Bridge and Mount Barker.
How good's that intro? Welcome, Richard.
Every week.
Yeah, morning, Molly. Morning, Damon. Morning, lockdown South Australia, say yes.
Do you get inundated with calls around this time? Of course, you are the Adelaide tech guy. A lot of people, once again, setting up their working from home stations.
Yeah, I do. Biggest tip I can really give you is make sure you restart everything all the time, including your router. Make sure it's restarted. Restart your computer, your smartphone, your tablet. And if you've got to do something important on the internet, make sure nobody else is using the internet at the same time. And don't be downloading Netflix and watching your emails. All right?
Well, Netflix, that's what a lot of people are going to use to get through. Of course, a lot of people setting up for their kids to do learning from home from tomorrow as well. So all those same things apply. Let's talk about smartphones to get started here, Richard. You've got some do's and don'ts when it comes to buying one.
A second-hand smartphone, I do. So, you know, you've got to really... I'm not a big fan of them at all as well. So there's a lot of companies advertising refurbished smartphones at the moment, which hopefully they've been checked on there as well. Make sure you check for a warranty first. How long are they going to be able to guarantee this phone for as well? How are you going to return it as well if it doesn't work properly? Because people will buy them over the net. So read the fine print as well. Look at the details of it, the description of the device, the year the smartphone was manufactured as well. That's very important as well. And make sure most smartphones are unlocked, but make sure you check before buying. Don't buy a device that's too old as well, especially on the Android side. 1 to 2 years really is the limit because it won't get updates at all. So, you know, don't buy one that's too old. And if it's too good to be true and the price, it's too good to be true, skip the really cheap offers out there because they're probably crap.
Yeah, so, gosh. Those are tips because I think I would fall for all those things.
It's cheap. It's a bargain. I'll buy it. So,
This is a question that I have always had, so I'm glad we're talking about it today. Why do Apple products always start with an I?
Go back to 1998, so a long time ago when Steve Jobs introduced the iMac out there. So the I was for the internet because back in 1998, Apple capitalized on the internet trend by making the iMac very easy to connect to the internet, quicker and faster than Windows computers. Always remember my 686 running Windows 95 was absolutely big of a thing to get on the internet for the first time. And that was the iMac's greatest selling point. Steve also put up a slide saying it's all about being individual. It's to inspire people. And there's a great ad actually on TV at the moment. All the famous Mac users, including Jimmy Barnes, around the country at the moment, trying to inspire people. So a great ad out there. So, yep, I was for internet, but also to inspire people as well.
I remember growing up, my grandma had like an iMac computer.
And it was one of the coloured ones?
Yeah, it was like a blue colour.
Yeah,
and
great.
I just remember thinking, what is this thing? Like, it was just so confusing. Anyway.
Those lines of computers were awesome.
They were great. Yeah. They were.
Let's go from Apple to Android. Now, you aren't a big fan of Android tablets. Is it just that the iPad is too good? What's wrong with an Android?
Oh, I think the iPad is very, very good. And I think most people, if they want a tablet, will buy one. The only Android tablet I would recommend would be a Samsung one out there as well. There's a poor selection of them now. Google have actually got out of the tablet business. That worries me because Google make Android. Think about that.
Yeah.
They make a wonderful Pixel phone on there as well. There is terrible Android update support as well. Most of the tablets that you will buy are really behind on the operating systems. And some of the cheap ones are never going to get the updates that come through as well. I saw a Lenovo a couple of weeks ago, absolutely awful as a device as well. So the best thing you can do is actually put it in the bin. The iPad is really good for gaming, I've got to say as well, far better than the Android side as well. But tablets are pretty niche nowadays as well. So
really?
You've got to have a reason. I think you do. I think you've got to have a reason to buy one because we've got bigger phone screens now, which means small tablets are getting a bit pointless out there. E-readers like the Kindle, far better for reading books as well. So, you know, if you want a tablet, I think the iPad's very, very good out there as well. But a lot of people aren't bothering with them at the moment.
I've never had a tablet before.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've enjoyed using them. What I really appreciate you about you, Richard, is that you never sit on the fence. Always definitive either way. Love it.
That's right. I was called the Simon Cowell of tech a couple of years ago.
I love that.
Well, bring that energy next to Crap Tech of the Week.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week. Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Oh, that gets me pumped up. I feel like I'm on a game show every time I hear that bit. All right. Do you miss fan noise if you bought yourself a new Mac laptop? Tell us more.
Personally, I don't miss the fan noise as well. You know, sitting on my lap at the moment is the new MacBook M1 with their processor in it. It is dead quiet. It is so, no matter what I do to it, no fans come on at all, and I like it that way.
It's good.
But some idiot has gone along and made an app called Fan.
Oh.
Because he missed the sound of fans on your laptop on there as well. So he said he liked that moment when the CPU starts working, you hear the fans spin up. I don't miss that at all. It's like that throwback to that more mechanical age, like a manual transmission vehicle where, you know, you try and judge the engine speed and you change gears all the time. So he designed Fan to give it fan noise. We don't need this, people, at all. You don't miss it. Let the laptop do what it's supposed to do. We don't need Fan at all. And a stupid name as well.
Some people like that ambient noise.
I don't like it. It gets hot. As well.
Not good. My MacBook's got to say, best laptop I've ever had.
Richard,
tell you that.
How do you feel about stickers on laptops? No, this is not on
topic.
I've
got two on mine. One says, your password was too short, so I changed it. And the other one is, my other computer is your computer.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. If you are finding some issues with setting up the work stuff at home today, then get onto the man himself. Richard, we'll catch up with you again next Wednesday. Good luck for the next week, mate.
No worries. Happy lockdown.